This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, has visited the Iowa State Fair at least once every year since 1974. On Friday, he made his annual visit to the fairgrounds and stopped by the Iowa Ag Radio exhibit. We will hear more from Senator Grassley next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Senator Chuck Grassley tells the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network that although there is still time for a farm bill in 2025, 2026 appears to be more likely for a skinny farm bill.
I believe that there's a little bit of pressure off because in the big, one big beautiful bill we call the reconciliation bill, we included increase in reference prices, improved the crop insurance program, then money for research and development, and then also money for the promotion of agricultural exports. So those are key drivers to get a five-year farm bill done. Now I can say, on the other hand, that more positive is the fact that we're about 18 months ahead of where we were the last Congress.
Grassley says that the fertilizer to grain cost ratio right now is a major concern for farmers.
What we have to do is deal with it as a trade issue, as I just said, but also as an antitrust issue, because there's some feeling among farmers that have investigated it. And when the Iowa corn growers were in Washington, D.C. in my office a couple weeks ago, I had a conversation with people that were going to the next day go see the Assistant Attorney General on antitrust enforcement to talk about how the anti-competitive process of fertilizer is driving up the price of fertilizer.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.